Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. As a finale to the Ashadi Ekadashi celebrations from the state of Maharashtra and Goa, we have a very unique event today evening to conclude the celebrations. The beauty of the message of Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba in the modern world has been in its simplicity so that every common man can understand the highest truth. It is to the credit of the ignorance of modern man of making things complicated that motivated Bhagwan to say that everything in the world is complicated, God alone is simple. The conflict between science and spirituality has been eternal, but it is the divine lotus feet that both merge together as we understand. It was the great scientist Richard Feynman who said, "One who is not shocked by studying quantum physics has not understood it." And at the same time, it was Keno Upanishad who says, "One who feels he has understood the reality has actually not understood it. And one who feels he has not understood the reality has actually understood it." This did not help mankind because both confused man further. In the world of science, the father of quantum physics, Heisenberg Bohr, and together with many other followers like Schrodinger, ultimately came to a conclusion that the ultimate experiment which can lead to a knowledge is the quantum vacuum field. Where nothing exists, everything merges into nothingness which is not empty but full of energy. But it was Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba who made this very simple for mankind when he said, "The ultimate is pure love which is unconditional." It was this combination, that pure love, unconditional, is what mankind should follow, was a matter of experience, and quantum vacuum field was a matter of experiment. Today, we have this unique event, which is going to try and unite the simplicity of the ultimate truth of pure unconditional love, as Bhagwan explained, with the most difficult concept of quantum vacuum field, as the scientists understood. This is going to be united by the mellifluous music of an ex-student, an alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri Girish Atre. He attempts today by music to convert experiment, a phase where experiment itself becomes experience. Girish Atre has a unique grace fallen upon him by Bhagwan. He is one of the first students of the first batch of the Prashanti Nilayam campus. And in fact, he was the first student to be asked and directed by Bhagwan to sing bhajans in the Prashanti Mandir. He remembers and reminisces that Bhagwan had asked the warden at that time to ask Girish to come and start the bhajan saga in Prashanti Nilayam from the perspective of the students of the first batch at Prashanti Nilayam. Girish is a very successful industrialist, but a beautiful musician, undoubtedly blessed by Bhagwan with a mellifluous voice. Many bhajans sung many times are all his creations, and his voice really rings and stirs the hearts of devotees all over the world. Accompanying Girish Atre is a very renowned family from Maharashtra. The gentleman sitting on the harmonium, Sri Parag Mategaonkar, is the inspiration behind the Mategaonkar family reaching great heights of popularity in the state of Maharashtra. On the harmonium, Sri Parag Mategaonkar. The lead singers are Parag's better half, that is Suvarna Mategaonkar, and Parag's daughter, Ketaki Mategaonkar. Sister Suvarna is a well-known singer having won many prestigious awards throughout the state of Maharashtra and India. And Ketki, his daughter, is a child prodigy, a winner of the very popular programs in India called the Saregamapa. She's an actor on the Marathi film scene and has many awards from Zee Television and many other television companies. She's a very renowned figure in Maharashtra and a celebrity in her own right. Brothers and sisters, we have today the Mate Gaonkar family with Girish Atre trying to unite science and spirituality through music. Jai Sai Ram.
Is a prayer to Goddess Saraswati, who is the embodiment of divine knowledge. The seeker of the truth prays to her to remove the laziness of his intellect so that he acquires the divine knowledge of the self and becomes self-realized.
But uncle, in today's world, we see a vast contrast. On one side, people are queuing in temples, but praying for selfish motives. On the other side, the world-famous scientist and Nobel laureate Stephen Hawking says there is no need of God for creation of this universe. On one side, we see so much progress, prosperity due to science. But on the other side, man is not happy. He is under tremendous stress. The very existence of mankind is in danger with issues like global warming and terrorism. What then is the way out? Science or spirituality? Is prayer going to give the solution?
Yes, prayer alone is going to give the solution. As you will see, prayer is the essence of spirituality. But the interesting fact is, spirituality is best understood through science. Just like the beauty of the city of Paris is best enjoyed from the top of the Eiffel Tower, the beauty of spirituality can be best enjoyed from the top of the Eiffel Tower of science.
If that is so, why don't you take us to the top of Eiffel Tower of science?
Certainly. Why don't you begin with a song which describes poetically the nature of the ultimate reality which we call Brahman. Tejomaya Nada Brahma, Tejomaya Nada Brahma.
Lakh lakh le lo chale.
this song describes Brahman, the ultimate reality, in the best possible words. Brahman is the divine sound. It has the brilliance of millions of suns. It fills the sky, it fills the space, but still remains. It is beyond, it is within. It sings from within your heart. It sings from the birds. It blossoms through the flowers. It is transcendent, it is immanent. It is beyond space and time, but still within you.
But science does not accept the idea of beyond and within. How can something be beyond the space-time and still be within space-time?
That is where the journey begins. Man had questions right from his existence as to when was this universe created? Why was it created? Why are we here? What is the purpose of our living, etc.? In the West, philosophers like Plato and Aristotle had put up their views on these questions. And then René Descartes came out with the mind and matter duality, the inside and outside duality. And then came the first scientist, Galileo, who showed us that it is the earth which revolves around the sun and not the sun. And then came the genius, Newton, who showed that the apple fell due to gravity and the moon revolved also due to gravity. And then a gallery of scientists appeared on the world stage, which included Maxwell, Planck, Bohr, Rutherford, Curie couple, and needless to mention, the greatest Einstein, who took physics to an extraordinary height. But there was a problem with this model. This was a deterministic model. That is to say, it has no connection as to why one should behave in a good manner just because apple fell due to gravity. So science had no connection with morality. And this was seen when Einstein's equation E = mc square was used to create the atom bomb which caused irrecoverable destruction in the Second World War. Therefore, there is a serious need to preserve human values in this modern scientific age of development. In this age of scientific development, we should not forget to develop our character. As Swami has always been saying, end of education is character. We should also not forget to preserve and protect our Mother Earth. The next song describes the same concept. Nirmanon ke pavan yugme hum charitra nirman na bhule swarth sadhana ki andhi mein hum vasudha ka kalyan na bhule.
Nirmanon ke pavan yugme charitra nirman The equation E is equal to mc square refers to energy and matter, isn't it?
Yes, it shows that if a very, very small, tiny mass is destroyed, then it can create unimaginably huge energy which could destroy the whole mankind on the earth. But Einstein, who discovered this, was himself a very great and noble man. People regard him as the greatest genius of this millennium. People also used to call him the chief engineer of the universe.
But then, why did Einstein not prevent the use of atom bomb if he was such a noble man?
Ketki, such decisions are in the hands of politicians and not scientists. That is why the mind behind the action is more important. And that is why our philosophy lays emphasis on the mind behind the action. In the first prayer, we saw Goddess Saraswati as the embodiment of divine knowledge. In the same manner, all forms of energy have been personified in our philosophy into various goddesses. Tuning our mind through prayer to such gods and goddesses is the key to sound mind and sound action. Mata Kalika is one such example of positive and aggressive energy which destroys the physical evil as well as the mental evil. Mata Kalika. Dharana, dharana, Mata Kalika.
Khadgamund khapar kar dharni kar dharni kar dharni re 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 dhani 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 bama baga mare dhari ga ma bara ni zare dhani dhani ni za khadgamund khapar kar dharni kar dharni kar dharni ni 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 dhapa dhani ni 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 dhapa dhani dhani dhapa dhari dhari dhani dhani ni ni dhava ma pa dhani za ma pa dhani za ma pa dhani za khadga munda apar kar dharni kar dharni kar dharni asura nikhandini asura nikhandini dharana Mahakali Maharani
In continuation of our journey, we would like to hear about Einstein's theory of relativity.
The story of science, of course, cannot be complete without Einstein and relativity. But to explain this concept, let me tell you a story from Indian mythology. The story is about a king called King Raivataka. The King Raivataka had a daughter by name Revati, and he wanted to get his daughter married and was searching for an appropriate match. But on the whole of the earth, he could not find a proper match. So he decided to fly off to heaven and request one of the gods to marry his daughter. So he took his daughter to heaven and requested the gods. But gods told him that there can be no relation between gods and humans, but at the same time blessed him that he should go back to earth and he would find a match by name Balarama for his daughter Revati. The king and his daughter returned back to earth. By this time, flying off to heaven, staying in heaven and coming back to earth, they had spent 6 months. But by the time they returned on earth, the life on earth had moved ahead by 300 years. So this is the time dilation, and this time dilation is the concept of special relativity of Einstein. It says that if you travel at a speed nearing to that of speed of light, that is nearing to 3 lakh kilometers per second, then not only your wristwatch, but your body clock will also move slower. So your 6 months could be 600 or 300 years on earth. Further, if you match the speed of light, time will freeze for you. You will be immortal.
And what if I travel faster than the speed of light? Will I travel in the past?
Yes, that is the concept of time machine.
Oh, great. If I am given such an opportunity, I would certainly like to witness that time when Swami in his physical form was walking amongst the devotees, talking to them, giving vibhuti, listening to bhajans. Ah, what a sight it would be. Swami here, Swami there, Swami everywhere.
यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई ये कैसा महिमा है ये कैसा करिश्मा है यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई ये कैसा महिमा है ये कैसा करिश्मा है यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई सूरज किरण से परे चलो तो कट जाए समय की डोर सूरज किरण से परे चलो तो कट जाए समय की डोर इधर साई उधर साई साई है चारों इधर साई उधर साई साई है चारों कैसा महिमा है ये कैसा करिश्मा है यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई हल्की सी बात इशारा किसे किसको विभूति दे दी है हल्की सी बात इशारा किसे किसको विभूति दे दी है आँखों में दया सागर मुस्कान होठों पर है आँखों में दया सागर मुस्कान होठों पर है ये कैसा महिमा है ये कैसा करिश्मा है यहाँ साई वहाँ साई हर जगह साई साई हर जगह साई 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 साई
We have discussed about the eternal world. What about the inner world? I remember Swami saying that we are not the body, we are not the mind, and we are not the intellect. What does science say about this inner world? Does it recognize Atman?
Science basically deals with experiments and proof. And spirituality emphasizes experience. Just as the sweetness of sugar cannot be demonstrated in a laboratory, existence of God cannot be proved in a lab. Trying to prove it would be like trying to extract butter by churning water. Coming back to the inner world, neurology and psychology deal with brain, mind, subconscious mind, and so on. But neurology does not recognize Atman. It says you are the brain. Just like all our thoughts, neurology says that all our thoughts and emotions are just a result of an electrochemical reaction in the brain. So, according to neurology, brain creates the consciousness. Brain is the creator. But spirituality says brain is not the creator, but a converter. Just like fire cannot burn itself, just like you cannot sit on your own shoulder, brain cannot create consciousness by itself. Instead, it is like a television set. Just like a television set receives signals, converts them, and projects them as images on the screen, brain converts signals and projects them on the screen of the mind. Mind has been compared to the screen. Mind has also been compared to a mirror in spirituality. And this concept of mind as the mirror and you, the Atman, as the witness has been described so beautifully by the genius poet Sahir Ludhianvi. He says, Tora man darpan kehlaye, bhale bure sare karmon ko dekhe aur dikhaye, Tora man darpan kehlaye.
Spirituality seem to differ at this point. If that is so, then where do they meet?
Yeah. Science basically emphasizes the primacy of matter. So brain is primary, and spirituality says consciousness is primary. And naturally, we have a question here, where do these two streams meet? And that's where quantum physics enters on the scene. Quantum physics, as told in the introduction, is quite complicated and difficult to understand. The concepts like possibility wave, the collapse of wave function, and the non-locality are quite difficult to understand. But for our purpose, we will choose a simple example. Not example, illustration. We have developed an illustration of quantum cricket through which we will try to simplify and understand the concept of quantum physics. In normal cricket, what happens? If you see Mahendra Singh Dhoni hitting a six, what do you see? The ball comes onto his bat. He hits it. That is, he gives the ball some energy. And the ball travels a path and falls beyond the boundary line. But if the ball was to behave in a quantum manner, then in quantum cricket, what will you see? Dhoni will hit the ball and you will see the ball only at that instant, and then the ball will disappear. We will not know where it has gone. We will not know how it exists. Does it exist as a ball or does it exist as something else? And then we will see the ball only beyond the boundary line. This is what happens to quantum behavior of electrons. When an electron absorbs energy, it suddenly disappears and then reappears into another orbit. Why it disappears and why it reappears and how it exists in between has not been known. And then scientists thought that these electrons would be disappearing into something beyond our usual space-time universe. And that something, they gave it a name as quantum vacuum field. This quantum vacuum field has been called as quantum consciousness. And now scientists have begun feeling that it is the quantum consciousness or God who causes everything. He's the cause, he's the effect. He causes electrons to disappear, he causes electrons to reappear. So he is the cause, he is the effect, he is the subject, he is the object. But see, Saint Kabir has already described this in his song so beautifully. He says he is the garden, he is the gardener, and he is the one who plucks the flowers. Aap hi mali, aap hi bagicha, aap hi kaliya todta. Ghat ghat mein panchi bolta, ghat ghat mein panchi bolta.
Ah!
घट घट में पंछी बोलता घट घट में पंछी बोलता घट घट में पंछी बोलता घट घट में पंछी पंछी। Amazing. I cannot believe that our saints were so advanced in their understanding of God and the beauty, is they have expressed their realization so poetically and in such simple words. So now, can you tell us what quantum signature of God is?
In simple words, quantum signature of God is nothing but God's love for us. God's love for us in general and God's love for the scientist in particular. Probably God thought, or God probably decided, that he would show himself to the scientist through his experiment itself, so that the experiment becomes the experience. And what was this experiment? Again, we will take help of two illustrations to understand this experiment. Imagine two friends going to a restaurant and ordering two cups of tea. They're ordering sugar separately. And then friend number one puts sugar cubes in his cup, and as a magic would have it, both the cups taste equally sweet. This can only be a magical happening. Now, look at the next illustration. Both of them go home. They are staying quite far away from each other. Both of them are cricket fans. They go home and turn on the TV, the IPL T20 between Bangalore and Hyderabad. And the match is on, and during the strategic break, friend number one again switches the channel to a new channel. And at the same time, the channel in friend number two's house switches automatically to the new channel. How can this happen? We cannot believe that such a thing can happen. But if you imagine a puppet show, the mystery will be solved. Imagine two puppets performing the same steps simultaneously. When can this happen? When the sutradhara, or the holder of the puppet strings, is controlling them from outside the stage. And that is the concept of quantum vacuum field. It exists outside space and time, but it controls all of us. So it can do anything. It can cause two things occur simultaneously. And that is what happened in an experiment on particles of light called photons. Two photons were separated by a great distance, and in that experiment they were observed to communicate with each other without any signal and at infinite speed. What does this mean? If anything travels at infinite speed, that simply means that it is there everywhere at every moment. So the existence of quantum field was seen from this experiment. Scientists and philosophers called it quantum consciousness. We may call it the quantum signature of God, or simply God for our purpose. But the beauty is yet to come. The experiment on correlated photons was conducted on correlated brains also. Two sadhakas in meditation. The first experiment was conducted in 1982 on photons by the scientist called Alan Aspect. And this experiment on correlated brains was conducted by two Mexican scientists called Greenberg and Zilberbaum. In this experiment, two sadhakas sit in meditation. Their brains are connected to separate machines with ultimate accuracy measuring the brain activity. And again, they are separated by a great distance. And then one sadhaka meditates and generates a thought. Let the intention of God manifest. Let the intention of God manifest. And the graph matching to that particular thought simultaneously appears on both the machines. What is God's intention? Nothing but pure love, selfless love. So you are connected to God through selfless love, through prayer of selfless love. And that is what this experiment demonstrated. For connecting yourself to the God, what God asks is just cut down your ego. In the conditioned state of the ego, no signal can be processed in a pure manner. All the signals will be converted into desires. You cut down your ego and you're instantly connected to the God. And this is what Swami has always been telling us. God is love. Live in love. God is love. Live in love. Let us conclude this program by another song of Saint Kabir, which describes the same thing. Aakhir ye tan khaak milega, kahan firat magruri mein, kehet Kabir suno bhai sadho, sai mile saburi mein, sai mile saburi mein.
Lago mero yaar fakiri me man, lago mero yaar fakiri me, lago mero yaar fakiri me man, lago mero yaar fakiri me. Jo sukh paave naam bhajan mein, jo sukh paave naam bhajan mein, so sukh nahi ameeri mein man, lago mero yaar fakiri mein man, lago mero yaar fakiri mein. Bhala bura sab ka sun lijiye, bhala bura sab ka sun lijiye, kar guzran garibi mein, bhala bura sab ka sun lijiye, kar guzran garibi mein, prem रहनी हमारी, प्रेम नगर में रहनी हमारी, भली बानी आई सबूरी में, हाथ में कुंडी बगल में सोटा, हाथ में कुंडी बगल में सोटा, चारों दिशा जगीरी में मन, लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में मन, लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में. आखिर ये तन खाक मिलेगा, आखिर ये तन खाक मिलेगा, कहां फिरत मगरूरी में, कहां फिरत मगरूरी में, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो, साई मिले सबूरी में, साई मिले सबूरी में मन लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में मन लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में मन लगो मेरो यार फकीरी में लगो मेरो यार लगो मेरो यार लगो मेरो यार
प्रभु साई देवा
जय
Amen. Thank you. Shanti, shanti, shanti.